The real rock station. My Rock 96.5. Drop it.
We're gonna kick your ass.
Yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, cut. Come on.
My Rock 96.5. Welcome on into the Hugo Buffalo's Coaches Show. Man, I'm Will Payne alongside Will Smith. And, Will, we got a brand new football coach coming into Hugo, Courtney Lattimore. But he's one of Hugo's very own, so he's very familiar with the Buffalo facilities here.
Yeah, he really is. Good thing we're used to this coaching change. Had a couple of new coaches over the past few years. But it's going to be really exciting to get a guy from Hugo who we think is going to be here for many years to come and someone who is familiar with our personnel, our town, and knows how to get it done here.
Well, you know, the nice thing about this is that we've been able to keep up with all the changes online, put together the website, hugofootball.com. So if you want to see the schedule, it's up there. One of the things I like is you can also keep up with past Buffaloes. For example, Tyler Fields doing well up at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, he really is. Walk-on up at Oklahoma State, star for the Buffaloes. He was kind of one of those guys that played on both sides of the balls, played special teams, just not really a standout star like Derek Locke, but a kid that you definitely want on your football team.
You mentioned Derek Locke. He was selected for the Media Day All-SEC first team and even getting a little pro prospect looks right now, and wouldn't be surprised if you don't see him playing on Sunday next year at this time.
I completely agree with you. Talked to him this summer, and he was talking about how hard Kentucky was working. His goal is to go to a BCS bowl and to get drafted. He has his team goals first, and then those personal goals second. And if you go to the Kentucky website, there is a larger-than-life banner of him hanging off the stadium right now.
You know what? We're going to put that on the website, too. So all you have to do is go to hugofootball.com, and you can see a picture of that banner. I appreciate the self sending that over to me. So we're going to try to put that up on there so you can take a look at that. And also, most importantly, you can see what the schedule is like for the Hugo Buffaloes. It all starts this Friday with a scrimmage against Tishomingo at Hugo.
Yeah, the old soap and towel scrimmage. You show up with a bar of soap, soap on a rope, some towels, whatever they need to get you in the field. That's going to be your admission, and then you just go on from there.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So be sure to come on out to Gene Nesbitt Stadium this Friday night. We're gonna be there. I can't wait to be talking a little bit about this scrimmage. We're gonna actually do some live broadcasts. I'm not quite sure what to ask Coach about the numbers situation, because that was one of the things that last year's coach did us wrong. He didn't tell us about the change-up of the numbers for the scouts. Yeah. So we had all these different numbers out there, and I'm going, wow, that's not – I know for sure that's not – and then, it wasn't. So should be interesting to see.
Yeah, we had Carlos Henderson out there. He was, like, wearing a kicker number, and we were just all confused. The quarterback, we didn't know who he was, and he switched them up because you had people down here from McCurtain County, Valiant, those
Antlers
guys.
Antlers was here.
Antlers here. Everybody was looking at those different teams. And so everyone switched up their numbers.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of fun. It should be a lot of fun. The scrimmage is this Friday. Come on out and support the Hugo Buffaloes. Once again, if you need to keep up with all the scores, all the dates, games, who we play, when we play, home or away, we've got that online for you at hugofootball.com. Man, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of folks signing up to support the Buffaloes. Want to say thank you to them. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to say a big thank you to them. And then we're going to bring in the coach, Courtney Lattimore. It's his first year at the Hugo Buffaloes. And this is going to be our first time to really have a good sit-down chat with Courtney.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I met him at a booster club meeting. Our booster club meeting was at 7. He had a football parent meeting at 8. So we were able to meet him. He sat through the booster club stuff until his meeting started. And then he went on to his meeting. But very tall gentleman. And he's going to command respect just with his presence.
Yes, sir. I mean, he was built well. I mean, when he went up to NSU. Anyways, we'll talk with him a little bit about his story You know, after leaving Hugo, what happened to him? Where did he go? And how did he get back here to be the new head coach of the Hugo Buffalo football team? So more coming up with the head coach right here on the Hugo Buffalo Coaches Show right here at My Rock 96.5.
You find out life's this game of inches. So is football.
More with the coach coming up. My Rock 96.5.
Loyalty, teamwork, spirit, words that are important in sports and in life. When a group of people join together to achieve a common goal, they become a team. And there's no better team than First United Bank in Hugo when it comes to taking care of your personal and business banking needs. We're the hometown team that proudly supports the Hugo Buffaloes. Remember, at First United Bank Hugo, you're our first priority and we're your biggest fans. Come see us today at 801 East Jackson Street in Hugo. First United Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Phone Zone is a proud sponsor of the Hugo Buffaloes. The Phone Zone has a question for you. Do you like your cell phone number but hate your current service? Well, come to the Phone Zone and we can get your number and put it on a great plan just for you. Do you need a phone that can get around? The Phone Zone can make it happen, offering quality wireless service from U.S. Cellular. The Phone Zone has you, the customer, in mind. The Phone Zone is your exclusive U.S. Cellular authorized agent. The Phone Zone, 1418 East Jackson, Hugo. Remember, the Phone Zone has you, the customer, in mind.
Bigfoot Cellular, located at 1112 East Jackson Street in Hugo, has all your cell phone needs. They offer local and nationwide plans with unlimited text messaging. And anyone receiving federal benefits qualifies for a program called Lifeline Calling for $1 per month. Some restrictions apply. Stop by Bigfoot Cellular in Hugo and ask about referral friend credits and check out their huge inventory of cell phone accessories. That's Bigfoot Cellular, 1112 East Jackson Street in Hugo, your solution for wireless.
Are you having trouble finding enough money after paying your bills? Well, you're not alone. So let me give you a tip that will make you feel better. Go to Banner Finance in downtown Hugo and get a personal loan and enjoy knowing your bills are paid and there's money left for something extra. They offer loans from $150 all the way to $800. Banner Finance, 109 South Broadway in Hugo. Hardworking people helping people like themselves. Banner Finance, 109 South Broadway in Hugo.
Burgess & Burgess CPAs in Hugo, Oklahoma are proud supporters of student-athletes. Just like those student-athletes, Burgess & Burgess realizes that you work hard. Depend on Burgess & Burgess CPAs for professional tax advice and bookkeeping help. Burgess & Burgess CPAs in Hugo, Oklahoma. In sports, they say never underestimate your opponent. At Burgess & Burgess CPA, they say never underestimate the value of a CPA. Come by and see Burgess & Burgess CPA in Hugo, Oklahoma.
Shopping local is a good thing. The local grocery store, your hometown pharmacy, local hardware store, you know the folks there personally and they know you. Shouldn't it be that way with your realtor? Someone that knows the area, the people, and the community, and the history of the land. Leoma Caldwell is that realtor. Leoma grew up in this area and has been selling real estate for over 30 years. She has three agents working with her, Terry Caldwell, Butch Larimore, and Jackie Anderson. These agents share Leoma's knowledge of the real estate business and are committed to their clients to help them buy or sell their properties so that everyone will be happy at closing. Leoma Caldwell Real Estate, your hometown realtor for residential, farm, or commercial listings. 580-326-7767 or visit Leoma's website, www.leoma.com. That's L-E-E-O-M-A.com.
The Brindley Agency in Hugo has 20 years of experience to help you with every kind of insurance, from life to health insurance, as well as auto and commercial insurance. The Brindley Agency also represents Allstate, Progressive, Travelers, and Equity Insurance Companies. So come by and let Joey Brindley show you how you can save money on all your insurance needs with great rates, discounts, and excellent customer service. That's the Brindley Agency, 213 East Duke Street in Hugo, 580-326-7585.
The ACM's top new vocal group is coming to the Choctaw Casino Resort in Grand. One night only, Friday, August 20th. On stage, it's Gloriana. Gloriana, Friday night, August 20th at the Choctaw Casino Resort in Grand. It's time to get wild with Gloriana. Friday night, August 20th. Tickets start at $20 and on sale now at the Choctaw Casino Resort in Grand or online at ChoctawCasinos.com. Must be 18 to enter. Gloriana, Friday night, August 20th. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8 at the Choctaw Casino Resort in Grand.
When it comes to football, the Hugo Buffaloes are everyone's choice. When it comes to banking, the Bank First home team should be your choice. Our team scores big when it comes to full-service products, and we'll go into overtime to win your business. At Bank First, we understand the need for fast, convenient service, and we're here to help. Whether it's a checking account, savings account, loan, or CD, we can help you score. The Hugo Buffaloes and Bank First, both great Oklahoma traditions. Bank First Hugo, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Are you looking to take your career in a new direction? Choctaw Nation Career Development is designed to assist tribal members in obtaining the training needed for entry into a new career or advance their current career. Our office in Hugo offers services to Native Americans of all federally recognized tribes who are residents of Choctaw and Pushmataha counties. Take advantage of a full range of career counseling services and financial assistance available through the Career Development Program. Our career counselors and academic support specialists are available to help you make a decision about a new career and to obtain information about training programs. Choctaw Nation Career Development. Stop in and see us at our office located at 1206 West Clayton in Hugo or call us at 580-326-4910.
Ace Electric and Hardware, located at 119 North Broadway in Hugo, is your hometown hardware store. They stock everything from horseshoes to electrical and plumbing supplies, along with knowledgeable customer service. They also have special items on sale each and every week. So come by Ace Electric and Hardware in Hugo, where you're always going to find what you need, and you're always going to find great deals all throughout the store. Ace Electric and Hardware, located at 119 North Broadway in Hugo.
Jackson Street Nursery is a proud supporter of Hugo Buffalo Athletics. For three generations, Jackson Street Nursery has been supporting the Hugo Buffaloes. Jackson Street Nursery for your trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, concrete statuary, and aluminum lamps. Jackson Street Nursery, open for you in Hugo. Call them and let's talk Buffaloes, 580-326-8702. Jackson Street Nursery in Hugo, a proud supporter of Hugo Buffalo Athletics.
Howdy, folks. Are you cowboys and cowgirls hungry for some real good barbecue? Well, we got it. Cowboy Barbecue has the best barbecue that's ever come riding into Hugo, Oklahoma. Smoked right on the spot in their very own Mac Daddy smoker. There's smoked sausage, hot links, chopped and sliced beef sandwiches, turkey legs, and of course, the most lip-smacking good ribs you ever put in your smacker. You can also take any of this good stuff home by the pound. Cowboy Barbecue is sitting on the main drag in Hugo, just across from Hugo Medical and next door to the Sonic. They're cooking that good barbecue Monday through Friday from 11 to 6, except on Wednesday. They're open from 11 to 4 and closed on Saturday and Sunday. So saddle up, folks, and come on by Cowboy Barbecue in Hugo for some good barbecue.
You want the heaviest music this side of heaven? The Joyful Noise Show is on MyRock 96.5 every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. or on Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m.
Welcome to the Joyful Noise Show, everybody. Yeah. I'm JoJo.
And I'm Aaron.
What? The Joyful Noise Show. Because Jesus loves headbangers, too.
The Joyful Noise Show with Aaron and JoJo is on MyRock 96.5.
Because Jesus loves headbangers too. Does too. Yes, he does.
MyRock 96.5.
Hugo Buffalo football being brought to you by First United Bank, The Phone Zone, Ace Electric and Hardware, Bigfoot Cellular, Banner Finance, Burgess & Burgess CPAs, Kaimishi Opportunities, Hugo Booster Club, Covington Trucking, Leoma Caldwell Real Estate, Choctaw Casino and Resort in Grant, Bank First, Choctaw Nation Career Development, Joey Brindley Insurance, Cowboy Barbecue, and Jackson Street Nursery.
The real rock station, My Rock 96.5. Drop it. What?
Cut. We're gonna kick your ass.
MyRock 96.5. Welcome on in back to the Coach Latimer Show here talking about Hugo Buffalo football. And check it out online, too, hugofootball.com. We've got the schedule up there. We've got some information regarding a tailgate party that's going to be coming up September 17th. That's going to be prior to the Durant football game, Will Smith, and this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. We're going to have the inflatables out. We're going to have the Rotary Club cooking out there, cheerleaders. They're going to be painting faces. This is going to be a big time out there. It's going to be kind of a little carnival for the community to come out, have a big time, then go on into the football game.
Yep, that Durant will be coming over for that game, and be sure to stop by early. 5:30 is when we're going to get started, and that'll run all the way up to about 7, 7:10. Then we're going to pack up and go inside, and that's where we're going to see some football. So, all right, let's get back into the Coach Lattimore show. We're talking to Coach Courtney Lattimore. He's brand-new Hugo football coach, coming in from NSU, the college program, to back to the high school. I mean, and in a very short period of time, too. I mean, this was a quick turnaround, kind of a shocker for us, but then it had to be a shocker for you going, really? Like now? Like, you need me now?
It was kind of different when you realize, when you get here and you realize you have a week before practice starts. So everything that everybody's basically had the summer to take care of, you have 7 days.
Wow.
I mean, and luckily I had some things in my head already working, just because I try to prepare myself for a lot of situations. And so my thing was, you know, just in case, we always sat around and played the game of what if. You know, what would you do if you got a job now?
Right.
That game helped me out a whole lot, because only having a week to get it done, you're like, okay, all right, what do I need to do first? But luckily I had systems that I wanted to put in.
Coach, talking about that short period of time, also didn't have very much time to get your assistants in place. Can you tell us a little bit about who your assistants are now and what they're going to be doing for you?
Yes, working with the running backs and also the defensive line is Coach Danny Grote. Shane Richardson, who has been here in the past and also played at East Central, he's working with the DBs and wide receivers. Jeff Jones will be calling our defense. I'll actually be calling the offense. And that's pretty much the staff that we have now. We have a couple of volunteer assistants who help us out at times, and Bill White and also Casey Church.
Okay. What was it like coming back into the facility that you went and played in high school? It hadn't changed much, huh?
Actually, no. The only difference is they put lockers where the batting cage used to be. And that's about it.
Hey, going back to those assistants a little bit, you talked about who the guys were. Can you talk a little bit about what kind of sets we're going to see offensively and defensively?
Defensively, it'll be a 4-2-5, which is basically it's kind of like a nickel package with a hybrid linebacker, a guy who can play DB or play linebacker, just basically. So whenever the teams decide to spread it out, you also have that fifth cover guy and a man that can roam free in the middle. Offensively, we'll come out in multiple sets. I mean, we'll have your basic inside-outside runs, and a lot of pass plays to the perimeter to get it to the guys so they can get out there and do what they do.
Okay, so far, how has Wilshawn McAllister looked to you?
He looks pretty good. I mean, like, right now he's sitting about second on the depth chart.
Who else we got?
Michael McCullough, who is a senior, and also Trey Johnson, who is a freshman right there along with Wilshawn McAllister.
Heard about that kid also. Good deal.
Yeah. You mentioned some of the players. What was it? What was the mood like? What was your impression on the first night you got a chance to meet with the players and the parents?
Well, I mean, the players, they're reluctant, which I say they have a right to be. I mean, if you're a senior, you probably had two or three coaches since you've been here. So the thing of it is, I know the thought process is probably, you know, why should I listen to this guy? He'll probably be gone next year. And I try to reinforce to him, look here, man, this is home. I'm going to be here for a while, as long as I can be here. But it's just that, you know, we're starting to get to where they trust me more, and I'm getting to know who they are, more importantly.
All right. Going back to the players just a little bit, how is the quarterback position look? I ask that because, you know, it's probably the most important position on the field.
Right. It's your leader. Right now, Josh Brown is our starting quarterback.
Okay.
We had to move him from receiver to quarterback, and he's stepped in and done a great job.
We also had to move him from Antlers to Hugo. He was at Antlers a couple of years ago. We had to get that kid back.
Right.
Well, you know, his brother was a very talented individual. Right. With very good defensive back for the Buffaloes on a 2016. And obviously, Josh has the skills and the talent, but now he's got to learn the system as a quarterback.
Right. He's picking it up very well. I mean, I try to, you know, keep it as simple for the quarterback as you can. You don't want him thinking a whole lot. You'd rather have him reacting. So the system that I try to put in place kind of tells him, you know, gives him an idea where to go to the ball, go with the ball, cut down on the reads as much as possible. So therefore he can excel athletically.
Okay. All right. We've talked a little bit about what's been going on to this point. Have you got him in a routine? I mean, what is the daily routine like for the Buffaloes?
Basically, they're at the stadium at 7:15 every morning. We try to work out for an hour, hour and a half, either offensively or defensively. And then we come back again in the evening, you know, for at 3:30 to work whatever we didn't work in the morning, offensively or defensively. So pretty much I have them twice a day for about a grand total of 3 hours.
Wow. Is that enough time to work with them?
It's enough time to get some of your basic stuff in. You'd like to go a whole lot longer than that. But with them learning a whole new offense, a whole new defense, you don't want to overload them too early. So the thing of it is, if you overload a kid, he can't think and react. He's thinking too much.
Good point.
Coach, in a couple of years past, not recently, but the team that you field on opening night will not be the team that we'll see once grade checks come out. As far as academics go, are you going to place a big emphasis on getting your homework done, taking care of your business so you can be on the field on Friday nights?
Yes, we talk about academics, and the thing that I haven't stressed to the players as of yet due to the fact that we're putting in offense and defense, I tell them all to go to class. The first thing I told them was you need to go to class, every class. But I do walk around the halls, and I check to see who's in class and who's not in class. And I've already gotten with all the teachers and, you know, advised them, if you have any trouble with any one of my guys, let me know. I'm here basically to help these guys learn as football players and learn as men. The thing of it is, we have to get them academically ready, or they can't play sports, or they can't be successful in life in general.
You know, that was something last year that Coach Williamson really emphasized, and it's good to see that you're going to carry that on and continue to make them good students as well as great football players.
I mean, because you can't really, I mean, the biggest thing is you got to make good choices, whether it's on the field or off the field. I've never seen a player make good choices off the field and not make good choices on the field, and vice versa. I mean, you make good choices in life, you're going to make good choices as a football player and as a team member as well.
Right.
So, all right, great. That's going to wrap up this segment. When we come back, we're going to talk about the soap and towel scrimmage this week. We're going to see what the Buffalo is going to be looking at, and we'll talk a little bit about Tishomingo as they come to town. It's the Coach Latimer Show right here on My Rock 96.5.
You find out life's just game of inches. So is football.
More with the Coach coming up. My Rock 96.5.
Loyalty, teamwork, spirit, words that are important in sports and in life. When a group of people join together to achieve a common goal, they become a team. And there's no better team than First United Bank in Hugo when it comes to taking care of your personal and business banking needs. We're the hometown team that proudly supports the Hugo Buffaloes. Remember, at First United Bank Hugo, you're our first priority and we're your biggest fans. Come see us today at 801 East Jackson Street in Hugo. First United Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Phone Zone is a proud sponsor of the Hugo Buffaloes. The Phone Zone has a question for you. Do you like your cell phone number but hate your current service? Well, come to the Phone Zone and we can get your number and put it on a great plan just for you. Do you need a phone that can get around? The Phone Zone can make it happen, offering quality wireless service from U.S. Cellular. The Phone Zone has you, the customer, in mind. The Phone Zone is your exclusive U.S. Cellular authorized agent. The Phone Zone, 1418 East Jackson, Hugo. Remember, the Phone Zone has you, the customer, in mind.
Bigfoot Cellular, located at 1112 East Jackson Street in Hugo, has all your cell phone needs. They offer local and nationwide plans with unlimited text messaging. And anyone receiving federal benefits qualifies for a program called Lifeline Calling for $1 per month. Some restrictions apply. Stop by Bigfoot Cellular in Hugo and ask about referral friend credits and check out their huge inventory of cell phone accessories. That's Bigfoot Cellular, 1112 East Jackson Street in Hugo, your solution for wireless.
Are you having trouble finding enough money after paying your bills? Well, you're not alone. So let me give you a tip that will make you feel better. Go to Banner Finance in downtown Hugo and get a personal loan and enjoy knowing your bills are paid and there's money left for something extra. They offer loans from $150 all the way to $800. Banner Finance, 109 South Broadway in Hugo. Hardworking people helping people like themselves. Banner Finance, 109 South Broadway in Hugo.
Burgess & Burgess CPAs in Hugo, Oklahoma are proud supporters of student athletes. Just like those student athletes, Burgess & Burgess realizes that you work hard. Depend on Burgess & Burgess CPAs for professional tax advice and bookkeeping help. Burgess & Burgess CPAs in Hugo, Oklahoma. In sports, they say never underestimate your opponent. At Burgess & Burgess CPA, they say never underestimate the value of a CPA. Come by and see Burgess & Burgess CPA in Hugo, Oklahoma.
Shopping local is a good thing. The local grocery store, your hometown pharmacy, local hardware store, you know the folks there personally and they know you. Shouldn't it be that way with your realtor? Someone that knows the area, the people, and the community, and the history of the land. Leoma Caldwell is that realtor. Leoma grew up in this area and has been selling real estate for over 30 years. She has three agents working with her, Terry Caldwell, Butch Larimore, and Jackie Anderson. These agents share Leoma's knowledge of the real estate business and are committed to their clients to help them buy or sell their properties so that everyone will be happy at closing. Leoma Caldwell Real Estate, your hometown realtor for residential, farm, or commercial listings. 580-326-7767 or visit Leoma's website, www.leoma.com. That's L-E-E-O-M-A.com.
The Brindley Agency in Hugo has 20 years of experience to help you with every kind of insurance, from life to health insurance, as well as auto and commercial insurance. The Brindley Agency also represents Allstate, Progressive, Travelers, and Equity Insurance Companies. So come by and let Joey Brindley show you how you can save money on all your insurance needs with great rates, discounts, and excellent customer service. That's the Brindley Agency, 213 East Duke Street in Hugo, 580-326-7585.
The ACM's top new vocal group is coming to the Choctaw Casino Resort in Grand. One night only, Friday, August 20th. On stage, it's Gloriana. Gloriana, Friday night, August 20th at the Choctaw Casino Resort in Grand. It's time to get wild with Gloriana, Friday night, August 20th. Tickets start at $20 and on sale now at the Choctaw Casino Resort in Grand or online at ChoctawCasinos.com. Must be 18 to enter. Gloriana, Friday night, August 20th. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8 at the Choctaw Casino Resort in Grand.
When it comes to football, the Hugo Buffaloes are everyone's choice. When it comes to banking, the Bank First home team should be your choice. Our team scores big when it comes to full-service products, and we'll go into overtime to win your business. At Bank First, we understand the need for fast, convenient service, and we're here to help. Whether it's a checking account, savings account, loan, or CD, we can help you score. The Hugo Buffaloes and Bank First, both great Oklahoma traditions. Bank First Hugo, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Are you looking to take your career in a new direction? Choctaw Nation Career Development is designed to assist tribal members in obtaining the training needed for entry into a new career or advance their current career. Our office in Hugo offers services to Native Americans of all federally recognized tribes who are residents of Choctaw and Pushmataha counties. Take advantage of a full range of career counseling services and financial assistance available through the Career Development Program. Our career counselors and academic support specialists are available to help you make a decision about a new career and to obtain information about training programs. Choctaw Nation Career Development. Stop in and see us at our office located at 1206 West Clayton in Hugo or call us at 580-326-4910.
Ace Electric and Hardware, located at 119 North Broadway in Hugo, is your hometown hardware store. They stock everything from horseshoes to electrical and plumbing supplies, along with knowledgeable customer service. They also have special items on sale each and every week. So come by Ace Electric and Hardware in Hugo, where you're always going to find what you need, and you're always going to find great deals all throughout the store. Ace Electric and Hardware, located at 119 North Broadway in Hugo.
Jackson Street Nursery is a proud supporter of Hugo Buffalo Athletics. For three generations, Jackson Street Nursery has been supporting the Hugo Buffaloes. Jackson Street Nursery for your trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, concrete statuary, and aluminum lamps. Jackson Street Nursery, open for you in Hugo. Call them and let's talk Buffaloes, 580-326-8702. Jackson Street Nursery in Hugo, our proud supporter of Hugo Buffalo Athletics.
Howdy, folks. Are you cowboys and cowgirls hungry for some real good barbecue? Well, we got it. Cowboy Barbecue has the best barbecue that's ever come riding into Hugo, Oklahoma. Smoked right on the spot in their very own Mac Daddy smoker. There's smoked sausage, hot links, chopped and sliced beef sandwiches, turkey legs, and of course, the most lip-smacking good ribs you ever put in your smacker. You can also take any of this good stuff home by the pound. Cowboy Barbecue is sitting on the main drag in Hugo, just across from Hugo Medical and next door to the Sonic. They're cooking that good barbecue Monday through Friday from 11 to 6, except on Wednesday. They're open from 11 to 4 and closed on Saturday and Sunday. So saddle up, folks, and come on by Cowboy Barbecue in Hugo for some good barbecue.
My Rock, 96.5.
Hugo Buffalo football being brought to you by First United Bank, The Phone Zone, Ace Electric and Hardware, Bigfoot Cellular, Banner Finance, Burgess & Burgess CPAs, Kaimishi Opportunities, Hugo Booster Club, Covington Trucking, Leoma Caldwell Real Estate, Choctaw Casino and Resort in Grant, Bank First, Choctaw Nation Career Development, Joey Brindley Insurance, Cowboy Barbecue, and Jackson Street Nursery.
The real rock station, My Rock, 96.5. Drop it. What?
Cut. We're gonna kick your ass.
Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, cut. Come on.
My Rock, 96.5. Welcome on into the Coach Courtney Lattimore Show at inaugural season. It's gonna be fun, hopefully. One that we do year in, year out, because you know what? I can tell you already, Will, we're going to like this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't like it, I mean, if you don't like it, you can put us against the wall, too. But nonetheless, we've had a great time with him so far.
I think every coach we've had can put us to the wall. But anyway, Coach,
I don't know. There was one or two. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
You may see one of those this year. Just kidding.
Maybe. Hey, Coach, coming into a new district, all the teams are new to you, but we're going to see some new teams this year. I'm kind of excited about that. Looking over the district, a lot of good teams the district. And so you're going to have your work cut out for you. You got non-district to get prepared. I don't know that Coach Williamson did or didn't do you a favor by scheduling those teams, but, man, what a tough non-conference schedule.
Right. Bayan, who comes up first, the team is not familiar with Bayan, but just luckily for me, Bayan is only 20 minutes from Tahlequah.
Yes, sir.
So I've seen Bayan play a couple times in person and actually recruited a couple players off their team, you know, to come to NSU last year. They're pretty good athletically. I mean, Wawoka, I don't know much about. I've heard rumors that they're changing up their offense a little bit.
Well, that's Coach Bear's team, so I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see split
backs.
Yep, actually, wouldn't be surprised at all.
Actually, hold on, fellas. Actually, from what I hear, he's going to a spread offense.
Really, Coach Bear in a spread? Wow.
Right,
man. Derek Locke would have loved that.
Yeah, he would have.
And Durant, who pretty much comes in as a spread offense also. But luckily, you know, the guy Darren Alves, who played for him last year, who recruited to play at NSU, he's the one that they're stud from last year.
Is he going to be playing at NSU this year?
Yes.
Wow,
so he
was.
Is at NSU.
He had like ninja moves. I'm not kidding you. Our guys would go to – who was that last year? Was it Caldwell? You know, it's like coming in and saying, I go to tackle him, and I tackled air. And it's right. He'd like squat down, spin around, and take off.
Right, he'll be running the slot receiver for NSU this year.
Wow, he'll be good, no doubt. He is a very talented individual. Good to see him gone.
Then before that, I think Durant had Bo White, guy that played baseball at OU.
Yeah, another good player. So
freshman this year. So I mean, they'll find someone, and if they can't, they'll go down to McKinney and get another guy.
Right, just move him on in.
Well, since we're kind of running through some of the schedule here, we have a Toke on the schedule as well. That could be the game that we could see, or maybe the Hugo Buffalo defense can rise up to and keep him from breaking the national record on the amount of yards. That's an incredible feat there that Toke's been able to do. But they've been able to score, and they've been able to pass a lot.
Yes, their head coach, Forrest Mazey, is actually a friend of mine. He actually, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but he actually played in Hugo.
Did he really?
Yeah, for 2 years before moving to Colgate. I've known Forrest since high school, actually. And he has a system where it's very pass happy. So if he has a quarterback that can throw it, they'll get it done.
And he's got that one on there. All right, so Eufaula is kind of a rebuilding year. We got Valiant in the district, Seminole away. Man, we've had pretty good success in Buffalo. So the two games that we saw were 55, 1-1.
Yeah,
they came here and we almost won, but we had a tornado come through, kind of ruined the mindset. Then we went to Seminole and beat them.
Yeah, beat Seminole during their homecoming game. What was it? 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
3 years ago, at least.
3 years ago.
No, 2007.
Yeah,
we beat them in 2007.
And that was the best win of the year right there, was beating them during their homecoming game. They have a tremendous atmosphere there. It's like that stadium. It's an old stadium. It's in a hole. They've got grills going. They've got people selling T-shirts, a band marching in. It's a pretty intimidating sight.
Now, when you were here at Hugo, did you play against Seminole? Do you remember?
I only played Seminole in basketball.
Yeah.
We didn't play them in football.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. Okay, just kidding. But no, nonetheless, we're looking forward to the season. Now, the first thing we have, though, is the scrimmage, which is against Tishomingo. What are you looking for from your kids? I mean, what is your goal to come out of this Tishomingo scrimmage with what kind of information?
Just basically see how we compete. I mean, we're putting in new systems offensively and defensively. I just want to see how we compete. All I want them to come out and do is play hard.
All right, and who should we be looking for? You told us earlier that Josh Brown will be your quarterback.
Right.
What are we looking at wide receiver? What are we looking at offensive line? What are we looking at running back?
At wide receiver, Patrick Smith will probably be, one of our best receivers.
Love to see him back out there because he's got some great hands.
Right. He along with Josh Lavis and also a guy who moved in by the name of Michael Potter will be playing wide receiver. He came in from Pottsboro, Texas. At running back, we have, like I said before, there's Michael McCullough, who's a senior. Then there's also Wilshawn McAllister and Trey Johnson. As far as the offensive line goes, we're still trying to get those guys ironed out. I mean, nothing against the pass regime, but blocking schemes were a tad bit complicated. And if you get complicated too early, kids get down. And so we have a new, more simple blocking scheme, more zone blocking. No one has to worry about blocking by themselves. So that way, the basic system is, if you're uncovered, you help the guy to, you have to uncover, you have to cover guy play side. So that way, everybody's moving in one direction. It's a zone push, is what I like to call it, concept.
Okay, are they gathering that zone push concept?
Yeah, they're doing pretty well with it. I mean, they seem to be picking it up rather well. I mean, we just have to get them communicating.
Okay, even Mike Green?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
You got some inside information there, Will?
No, he just he's pretty excited. I talked to him at church Sunday, and he's ready to go.
Okay, offensively, what are we going to see? What are some of the plays that you're going to work on throughout the practice?
Scrimmage. Our inside zone game. We have a couple screens we'll run, a couple play-action passes, but our short passing game is what we're working on first. Just so, we're using a gap blocking scheme to help, get the ball out and get the ball into our playmaker's hands.
Defensively, let's take a look at that. What kind of set are you going to run?
4-2-5. Okay. Well, basically, against Tishomingo, it looked more like a 4-3 just because, the triple option set that they want to bring in.
And who are you looking at on defensively to make some plays for you? I know a lot of kids are playing both ways.
Right. Michael McCullough, who is also the tailback, will be a starting Mike linebacker. And he's done pretty well. I mean, he's a disciplined player who's been playing rather well. Actually, Josh Brown is playing free safety right now, also, who's also our quarterback. Cameron Cooper, if he could come along he's coming along very well, and could be, one of our better defensive players.
I talked to him yesterday at the softball game. The girls were running sprints after they won both games yesterday for the errors they made the week before, and it was kind of puzzling to him why they had to do that after a win. And I told him, I said, hey, this isn't some wimpy sport like football or basketball. This is real stuff right here.
Okay, Yeah. Moving on, Coach. I know that there's a lot of things that we can't wait to see, but as fans, as a family member, they need to come out and support the Buffaloes with the scrimmage for Tisha Mingo. It's a soap and towel scrimmage, so that means bring your soap and towels, bring in. What are some of the other things that you'd like to see for this program? Is there any, you have like a wish list or anything you'd like to see that you need right away for these kids?
Nothing. Well, actually, I need to talk to some people about a play clock. We don't have a play clock at the stadium. That was very puzzling to me when I found out.
Yeah, it's about $5,000. Is that how much we figured out was? It was like $5,000 to $10,000 for a play clock. But maybe we could fix that. Yeah.
All right. I mean, the thing about that is, if you want to run a no huddle, you kind of need to know how much time you have left.
Sure.
So you can know whether you need to speed it up or you can slow it down or whatever. But if not, you just have to kind of keep track in your head. And when you're trying to call plays, that's a tad bit hard.
Absolutely.
I mean, so if I had to say one wish list, that would be it. I mean, that's a huge one. But other than that, I mean, just we're doing okay with what we have right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's the thing.
We know people.
Yes, sir. We know people. And if you happen to be listening right now and you say, hey, I want to put something together to get Coach a play clock for the Gene Nesbitt Stadium, we are all about that. Matter of fact,
I will tell you, we are the only stadium that we go to that does not have a play clock.
That's true. Every one that we go to has a play clock. And more and more, because like you say, they want to run no huddle, they want to run the spread, they got to know how much time you have, and that's hard to do. That's asking a lot of these young men to keep that clock ticking every play in their head. Because right. A lot of times when you unpile the pile, it takes 10 seconds.
Right. And the thing with that is, if you also use the play clock in practice so they can get used to the game tempo.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm having to sit here and check my watch and now I can't see, you know, how we're lining up, it makes it a tad bit hard, but we can get past that.
Okay, all right. Soap and towel scrimmage versus Tisha Mingo, definitely want to come out. And be sure to check out the website, hugofootball.com. We're going to put more information regarding the coach on there. You'll also be able to hear this show on there throughout the week. And, Coach, we've got the soap and towel scrimmage. We've got a week off next week, and then we come back for Vianne. And looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. So looking forward to each week. Thank you very much for joining us on the show. Can't wait to talk again about next week. We'll have something to talk about when the soap and towel scrimmage.
Hey, just one more thing, Coach. Are you going to switch up numbers during the scrimmage so we won't know who's who for when the scouts come, or how's that going to work out?
Actually, they're not wearing their real numbers now anyway. So.
All right, so we'll have to go by body shape and thought.
Is there any way you can get us who might be wearing what number? We really had some trouble.
Well, we need to, you know, maybe if we can just get the set. Before he goes, you know, that'd be easy.
Yeah.
He can fill out my scorecard, okay. And we'll be good to go.
Yeah.
All right,
I can get that to you guys.
All right, there you go. He's gonna hook us up. That's great. All right, so check it out, hugofootball.com, and you can get all the scheduling information. And if you miss any of the episodes of the Coach's Show, we're gonna put that up there as well. So, Coach, once again, thank you for taking time being with us.
Not a problem.
Will Smith, always a pleasure.
Hey, great being here. Can't
Absolutely.
Wait.
Get ready. Soap and towel scrimmage. Right here, Gene Nesbitt Stadium, on My Rock 96.5.
You're listening to My Rock 96.5, Hugo Buffalo Football.
Loyalty, teamwork, spirit, words that are important in sports and in life. When a group of people join together to achieve a common goal, they become a team. And there's no better team than First United Bank in Hugo when it comes to taking care of your personal and business banking needs. We're the hometown team that proudly supports the Hugo Buffaloes. Remember, at First United Bank Hugo, you're our first priority and we're your biggest fans. Come see us today at 801 East Jackson Street in Hugo. First United Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Phone Zone is a proud sponsor of the Hugo Buffaloes. The Phone Zone has a question for you. Do you like your cell phone number but hate your current service? Well, come to the Phone Zone and we can get your number and put it on a great plan just for you. Do you need a phone that can get around? The Phone Zone can make it happen, offering quality wireless service from U.S. Cellular. The Phone Zone has you, the customer, in mind. The Phone Zone is your exclusive U.S. Cellular authorized agent. The Phone Zone, 1418 East Jackson, Hugo. Remember, the Phone Zone has you, the customer, in mind.
Bigfoot Cellular, located at 1112 East Jackson Street in Hugo, has all your cell phone needs. They offer local and nationwide plans with unlimited text messaging. And anyone receiving federal benefits qualifies for a program called Lifeline Calling for $1 per month. Some restrictions apply. Stop by Bigfoot Cellular in Hugo and ask about refer-a-friend credits and check out their huge inventory of cell phone accessories. That's Bigfoot Cellular, 1112 East Jackson Street in Hugo, your solution for wireless.
Are you having trouble finding enough money after paying your bills? Well, you're not alone. So let me give you a tip that will make you feel better. Go to Banner Finance in downtown Hugo and get a personal loan and enjoy knowing your bills are paid and there's money left for something extra. They offer loans from $150 all the way to $800. Banner Finance, 109 South Broadway in Hugo. Hardworking people helping people like themselves. Banner Finance, 109 South Broadway in Hugo.
Burgess & Burgess CPAs in Hugo, Oklahoma are proud supporters of student athletes. Just like those student athletes, Burgess & Burgess realizes that you work hard. Depend on Burgess & Burgess CPAs for professional tax advice and bookkeeping help. Burgess & Burgess CPAs in Hugo, Oklahoma. In sports, they say never underestimate your opponent. At Burgess & Burgess CPA, they say never underestimate the value of a CPA. Come by and see Burgess & Burgess CPA in Hugo, Oklahoma.
Shopping local is a good thing. The local grocery store, your hometown pharmacy, local hardware store, you know the folks there personally and they know you. Shouldn't it be that way with your realtor? Someone that knows the area, the people, and the community, and the history of the land. Leoma Caldwell is that realtor. Leoma grew up in this area and has been selling real estate for over 30 years. She has three agents working with her, Terry Caldwell, Butch Larimore, and Jackie Anderson. These agents share Leoma's knowledge of the real estate business and are committed to their clients to help them buy or sell their properties so that everyone will be happy at closing. Leoma Caldwell Real Estate, your hometown realtor for residential, farm, or commercial listings. 580-326-7767 or visit Leoma's website, www.leoma.com. That's L-E-E-O-M-A.com.
The Brindley Agency in Hugo has 20 years of experience to help you with every kind of insurance, from life to health insurance, as well as auto and commercial insurance. The Brindley Agency also represents Allstate, Progressive, Travelers, and Equity Insurance Companies. So come by and let Joey Brindley show you how you can save money on all your insurance needs with great rates, discounts, and excellent customer service. That's the Brindley Agency, 213 East Duke Street in Hugo, 580-326-7585.
The ACM's top new vocal group is coming to the Choctaw Casino Resort in Grand. One night only, Friday, August 20th. On stage, it's Gloriana. Gloriana, Friday night, August 20th at the Choctaw Casino Resort in Grand. It's time to get wild with Gloriana. Friday night, August 20th. Tickets start at $20 and on sale now at the Choctaw Casino Resort in Grand or online at ChoctawCasinos.com. Must be 18 to enter. Gloriana, Friday night, August 20th. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8 at the Choctaw Casino Resort in Grand.
When it comes to football, the Hugo Buffaloes are everyone's choice. When it comes to banking, the Bank First home team should be your choice. Our team scores big when it comes to full-service products, and we'll go into overtime to win your business. At Bank First, we understand the need for fast, convenient service, and we're here to help. Whether it's a checking account, savings account, loan, or CD, we can help you score. The Hugo Buffaloes and Bank First, both great Oklahoma traditions. Bank First Hugo, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Are you looking to take your career in a new direction? Choctaw Nation Career Development is designed to assist tribal members in obtaining the training needed for entry into a new career or advance their current career. Our office in Hugo offers services to Native Americans of all federally recognized tribes who are residents of Choctaw and Pushmataha counties. Take advantage of a full range of career counseling services and financial assistance available through the Career Development Program. Our career counselors and academic support specialists are available to help you make a decision about a new career and to obtain information about training programs. Choctaw Nation Career Development. Stop in and see us at our office located at 1206 West Clayton in Hugo or call us at 580-326-4910.
Ace Electric and Hardware, located at 119 North Broadway in Hugo, is your hometown hardware store. They stock everything from horseshoes to electrical and plumbing supplies, along with knowledgeable customer service. They also have special items on sale each and every week. So come by Ace Electric and Hardware in Hugo, where you're always going to find what you need, and you're always going to find great deals all throughout the store. Ace Electric and Hardware, located at 119 North Broadway in Hugo.
Jackson Street Nursery is a proud supporter of Hugo Buffalo Athletics. For three generations, Jackson Street Nursery has been supporting the Hugo Buffaloes. Jackson Street Nursery for your trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, concrete statuary, and aluminum lamps. Jackson Street Nursery. Open for you in Hugo. Call them and let's talk Buffaloes. 580-326-8702. Jackson Street Nursery in Hugo. Our proud supporter of Hugo Buffalo Athletics.
Howdy, folks. Are you cowboys and cowgirls hungry for some real good barbecue? Well, we got it. Cowboy Barbecue has the best barbecue that's ever come riding into Hugo, Oklahoma. Smoked right on the spot in their very own Mac Daddy smoker. There's smoked sausage, hot links, chopped and sliced beef sandwiches, turkey legs, and of course, the most lip-smacking good ribs you ever put in your smacker. You can also take any of this good stuff home by the pound. Cowboy Barbecue is sitting on the main drag in Hugo, just across from Hugo Medical and next door to the Sonic. They're cooking that good barbecue Monday through Friday from 11 to 6, except on Wednesday. They're open from 11 to 4 and closed on Saturday and Sunday. So saddle up, folks, and come on by Cowboy Barbecue in Hugo for some good barbecue.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. But with this, this came a bonus. Entertainment. I created the sound of madness. No,
Thunderstruck! If you were dead or still alive, I don't care. Where you going for tomorrow?
Let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars fill my dreams.
Classic rock, alternative rock, new rock. Now, it's on.
The real rock station. KMMY. My Rock 96.5.
My Rock 96.5.
Hugo Buffalo football being brought to you by First United Bank, The Phone Zone, Ace Electric and Hardware, Bigfoot Cellular, Banner Finance, Burgess & Burgess CPAs, Kaimishi Opportunities, Hugo Booster Club, Covington Trucking, Leoma Caldwell Real Estate, Choctaw Casino and Resort in Grant, Bank First, Choctaw Nation Career Development, Joey Brindley Insurance, Cowboy Barbecue, and Jackson Street Nursery.